Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Isn't it, though? How you doing? Yes, it is. It is that time of day for the fastest hour in all of daily radio. No doubt about it. Flies right by. Let me bring Shanto's mic live down in Dallas, Texas. Shanto, how you doing today?
I do very well.
I got some fun stuff for you. I'm going to go ahead and make mention of this now. I should have mentioned it on the Monster broadcast yesterday.
Yeah.
But I didn't have enough time to really talk to a few people, and I want to get... I know I'm not going to have a problem with it, but I would rather get some confirmations before I do. You know, you remember this. The very day that Barack Obama was inaugurated, in January of 2009, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was a nightmare. How could I not remember it?
Okay. I planted my Gadsden flag, don't tread on me, on my back deck at AAR Ranch. That flag went up, and I vowed that that flag would fly until Barack Obama was out of office, whatever it took. The moment Donald Trump took office, took the oath of office, in less than 60 seconds, I removed my Gadsden flag. Post pole, wood pole and all, that flew off my deck. That wood pole is bent and weather-beaten like crazy. Now, this is the second flag. About 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I literally wore it out. It was in tatters. And I got another one. It's vinyl. And I replaced it about 4 years ago. The flag is in remarkably good shape, believe it or not. Dirty around the edges, you know, it's got the wear and tear. But I pulled that flag down within 60 seconds of Donald Trump taking the oath of office. I'm going to sign that flag, and I'm going to pass that flag around for some other signatures, including Alan Gottlieb, Tim Schmidt, and a host of others, and you. You deserve to have your name on that flag, your autograph on that flag as well. And we're going to auction that flag off for donations to the Second Amendment Foundation. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a great idea, and I'd be honored and proud, and thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah, that thing needs to have a few names on it. A lot of people fought a really long, hard battle over 8 years, and we're going to recognize them. But I think that would be nice with a certificate that the flag... So to you, the listener, I'll let you know in the very near future where we're going to do that. Mr. Gottlieb and I were talking about that a few days ago. Just not sure where we're going to put it up yet for auction. But we'll let you know because we want that money to go to the Second Amendment Foundation, whatever it brings. But we're going to put some pretty hardcore names on there for you. Some of the people that you heard on this program over the 8 years. And there's room for it. And the flag symbolizes a great victory with the names of some folks who really truly helped make all of that possible. And then there's the coolness factor. The flag flew over Armed American Radio Ranch for years. And it can be yours. And that money will go to a great cause. And that, of course, supporting the Second Amendment Foundation, because we have to move our agenda forward now. All right, let me jump in here. John Sheehan from Viridian Green Laser is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to talking to John. Was looking forward to getting him on the program last week. We were unable to do so because Shot Week was so crazy and he was traveling. But I've got a couple audio clips. I'm just not sure which one to play first because I love a happy ending. Love a happy ending story. So I'm going to go with a happy ending story first. No, I'll save that one and talk about that in the second segment. I have a clip here from Steve Cinetti. He is the NSSF president and CEO, National Shooting Sports Foundation. I mean, you know, of course, many of us returned home from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show late last week. Long, busy week it was. Incredibly successful program put on by the NSSF, as it is every year, but extremely, extremely, let's say, rewarding to many tens of thousands of people who were there. And a very, very successful show it was for a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of comments from a lot of folks. Now, some friends in particular just texted me this morning, says, best period shot show period ever, period. It was a good one. And I have to admit, the last two for me were very good, considering I've been going for many, many years. I did not go to the State of the Industry dinner this year, which is unusual. I usually do go to that. And I missed it. I missed it this year, wanted to see it, had some other commitments. But Steve Cinetti, the NSSF president and CEO, got up and he said a few words, as he does every year. The state of the industry, meaning the firearms industry. And in this case, he opened up the speech with, you know, frankly, I didn't know how I was going to talk to you tonight. I didn't know which direction I was going to go. I didn't know if Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. I didn't know if Donald Trump was going to win the election. I didn't know if we were going to be looking down a dark corridor for four more years with an administration that was going to do everything they said they were going to do and then some, which was attack us, or whether I was going to be working in a more friendly environment. But there was one thing that notes that I take note of in the speech that I want you to take note of. I'm going to play some of it for you, but I want you to hear this. We talked about it yesterday on Armed American Radio's monster broadcast on the weekend show. And that was taking control. You know, I'm a stickler for this. This is very important to me. I've talked about this for years. Taking back the language, controlling the narrative, acting like a winner when it comes to you, lawfully armed, responsibly armed Americans. We have to learn how to act like winners again. It's been a long time. And that doesn't mean eating our own because one group over here thinks this group over here isn't going far enough because Donald Trump is in the office, or attacking this group over here on the same side for not doing the things that you wish they would have done for the previous 8 years because they couldn't. Now they can, and they're not going fast enough. Or attacking this group over here for doing this. You get the idea. That's going to come. There are going to be people with inside the firearms community that are going to try to eat their own. They don't know any different. I don't know who they are, but they're coming, I can promise you. The worst hate mail I got during the 8 years of Obama doing this on Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense did not come from the left. It came from the right. It came from my own side, believe it or not. The vitriol, the threats, they came from my own side. Somebody didn't like something I said. I was an instantaneous sellout. You shouldn't have won the 2015 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award talking like that. Of course, these are people that have 740,000 posts on 14 different forums who clearly have no job and no life, and I couldn't care less about. But they are interesting to read nonetheless. So this is how we take the language back is where I'm going with this. How do we do it? What do we do? Steve Cinetti, as I mentioned, not as I mentioned Steve Cinetti last night, I'm probably going to have to play this in the second segment, which is fine. But he talked about the things, really, that I mentioned last night on the air in a different way. He just phrased it differently. But as I mentioned yesterday, talking with Carl Malone, I played you a clip of that yesterday on the Monster Show. What's wrong? It's the firearms community. It's the firearms industry. It's the National Rifle Association. It's the USCCA. It's the Gun Owners of America. It's the Second Amendment Foundation. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, CCRKBA. It's the local state grassroots groups around the country that know real gun safety, that know how to educate, train, and inform responsibly armed Americans. Not the left goofballs. Forget them. They're irrelevant. They don't know anything. It's gun safety. They don't know crap about gun safety. Gun safety to them is code word for taking your guns and screwing you. The hell with them. They're gone. They've been defeated, humiliated. We own this narrative now. And it's the firearms industry who can make great strides in reducing violence and crime in cities like Chicago and Baltimore, New Orleans, Memphis, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and others. But oh, those are all Democrat-controlled cities, too, by the way. Did you notice that? That just came to mind. Wonder how that happened. When I come back from this break, I want to play a clip from Steve Cinetti because he lays out exactly what we were talking about yesterday, the conversation with Carl Malone. This is how we fix the problem. It's us that knows how to do it. Now we're in a position to do so. And when America looks back and says, hey, this is what we should have been doing all along, we'll just leave the rest of them in the ash bin of history where they belong. Much like California will find out when the rest of America under Trump just blows right by them while they continue to live like a cesspool of liberals. When we come back, I'm going to play some of Steve Cinetti's, some of his remarks to open up the State of the Industry dinner at SHOT Show in Vegas this past week. I'll be right with you.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I want to go back to the Dallas Network studio for a minute, catch him off guard. Shonto, bring that mic back live again, if you would. Sorry to bother you.
Yo.
There you are. Okay, I know you're moving from little red button to little red button in there and doing all your cool stuff with your on-air things, you know. And I hate to bug you, but I need you for a second. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
For me, you've been sitting in this seat with me for many years.
You've been since the beginning, really.
Well, since from the day this show syndicated and exploded, you've been here. You were here when we had one station and blew it up to almost 200, and it continues to grow, right?
Yes.
During that entire time, you've heard us talk about and participated in the conversations about how frustrating it's been from our end when we hear these phony phrases like gun safety, right? And when we know that they're code words.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing unless you're talking to us. We know gun safety. We know what gun safety is. It's teaching the rules of gun safety, the four rules, right?
Yes.
It's teaching preparation, avoidance, and awareness. It's teaching trigger control. It has nothing to do with every town for gun safety. That's code word. So it's been very, very frustrating for us for the longest time because who do you want to turn? Who should you be turning to? Now, I want you to think about this, Sean. I don't think we've ever put it in these terms. I want you to walk with me here. We have had to fight our own government, think about this, for nearly a decade, when all we wanted to do as the firearms community was stop the carnage. Because we know how to do it. And we've had to fight our own government. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Think about it. Put that in perspective. Listen, I want you to do the same thing. Do you not think the firearms community has any ideas and can help teach and educate? Do you not think law enforcement, who is a huge part of the firearms community? Do you not think for 8 years we were demonized, National Rifle Association demonized by a left-wing, left-stream media? Bloomberg and his minions and millions of dollars thrown at us doing nothing but attacking us. Don't you think the National Rifle Association knows a little bit about teaching people safety, true firearm safety? It was the National Rifle Association that worked with the city of Richmond, Virginia to create Project Exile, wildly successful. You lock criminals up, put them off the streets, they can't commit crimes anymore, can they? It's this industry is where I'm going that knows how to do these things, and I think you're going to see this huge paradigm shift, Sean. You know that's coming. But I want you to take a listen to what Steve Cinetti had to say. Take a listen to some of his words. We'll play this out for just a few minutes.
Our overriding hope is that when it comes to helping stop the misuse of firearms by criminals and preventing access to them by legally prohibited felons, the violently mentally ill, and the drug gangs who terrorize disarmed inhabitants of our cities, the American public will realize we're all on the same side. I certainly can't list all of our hopes for the coming year, so let me outline just a few. We hope that the parade of newcomers to the lawful and responsible enjoyment of hunting and the shooting sports will continue as it has for the past 8 years. We welcome the widest possible inclusion of all American citizens of all races, nationalities, and orientations, regardless of whether they live in the city, the suburbs, or the countryside, to come and join our ranks. And we hope that all of you will help encourage and welcome these newcomers, for they too are the faces of America's future. We hope that our fellow citizens who, like us, are appalled at violent crime will heed our call. Law-abiding firearms owners and our industry are not the enemy. Support what works, regardless of the source. We know the messages that resonate with firearms owners and which will promote responsible and safe ownership and use of firearms. And we, all of us, yes, the members of America's firearms industry, we are the ones with effective programs and policies that actually work to stop firearms misuse without trampling on the rights of the law-abiding. We've got to come together and be smart in curbing firearms misuse not just stake out a political position that further divides us, or to just do something proposed out of fear and ignorance of firearms and their lawful owners, which won't prevent tragedies. A good example of something that works is the NSSF's Project ChildSafe. We've furnished over 37 million free gun safety locks to over 15,000 communities nationwide, and we've seen fatal firearms accidents plummet 24% during the last 10 years. This deserves additional great result. This deserves initial support and federal funding, because we can always do so much more by working together with our government.
All right, let me stop that right there. Do you think that this just happened on November 9th? Do you think the National Shooting Sports began Foundation, the NSSF, and the NRA and others, myself included, just began talking about these things that you hear Steve talking about on November 9th? Are you foolish enough to believe that none of this existed on November 8th? We have been doing these things for decades. You just haven't heard about it. And you haven't heard about it because a bunch of phony left-stream gun grabbers and haters won't give you the news. 37 million firearms locks and gun safety pamphlets and brochures. Real gun safety, not the phony crap you heard from those losers that lost those what's-their-names. The irrelevanties. The irrelevance. The irrelevanties. They don't know anything about safety. They reduced accidental firearms deaths by working with the National Shooting Sports Foundation by over 24%. Think about these numbers. 37 million given out. Do you think this just materialized because Donald Trump won the election? No. The truth and the narrative has not been getting out to you. That's what's been happening. Now, I've attended these meetings for years. You hear all the clinking and the clanging. Everybody's eating dinner. There's 1,500 people in that room. Probably more. It's quite an event. Yeah, the Sands Expo Center upstairs, it's huge. Vegas doesn't do anything small time. But that is the industry there that Steve is talking to. He is talking to the leaders of corporations, the CEOs of the biggest gun makers in the world, accessories manufacturers, holster companies, activists, broadcasters. The great Tom Gresham gives out the Gritz Gresham Award in honor of his father every year at the National Shooting Sports Foundation State of the Industry Dinner. The media is covered. It's an all-encompassing thing. But this didn't just happen yesterday. You just haven't known about it. Well, guess what? As we say down south of the border, that's fin to change. Because the truth is coming out now, because we control the narrative. These are the things you're going to start hearing us talk about more and more and more as the year progresses. Back right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. Honest to goodness. Welcome back to the USCCA Armed American Radio Studios. How the heck are you? It's great to be here.
Excuse
with
me,
you.
Mark.
We have Shanto, yes. Can't you see I'm introducing the show?
Yeah, but I got to correct you on some things.
Uh-oh, this is going to be good. Don't embarrass the host on national radio. What is it?
Yeah, you know, I'm good at that. Look here. You
well,
said,
your job is to make me look gooder.
What did you say? Fixing to? Something like that?
I said, oh, in the previous segment?
Yes.
Oh, as I said, which I always do, you know, as we say down south, we're fin to. How did it come out?
No, it's because, fitting to.
Well, okay. We've had this conversation before. Actually, what comes out of me most of the time is fixing. I'll say fix. I'm fixing to head down here. You guys coming with me? Or I'm fixing to head down here. All y'all coming?
No.
Y'all is not a term I use all the time. I don't use that all the time. I mean, I've lived down south almost 38 years, I guess. But that's not a phrase I use a lot. I do say it from time to time. Fixing to, I say all the time. I've always said that.
So you said it again. It's fitting to.
Well, it depends on where you're from.
Are you not from
the
South?
How did I say it before, Finn? No, I guess prison would be more Finn, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm Finn to head back to my cell. You wouldn't say fitting to, right?
Well, I don't think so. You never know. I mean, I've never been to jail, so I don't know.
Well, me either. How would it sound if I said, bye, you guys, I'm fixing to head back to my cell now? Think I'd get beat up?
Yeah, I think when you said "by you guys," that would trigger a problem.
By you guys, I'm fixing to head back to my sauna. I don't know how we got on this conversation. We have John Sheehan from Viridian Green Laser is in. Let's ask him what he says. John, welcome to the show. How you doing? We got John? I'll try one more time.
Yeah, he's there.
I'm not hearing him. Okay, I can't hear John. If I can't hear John, that's trouble. Try to have him call back, see if we can fix that, because I'm not getting him. So if
okay,
I can't
yeah,
hear
have
him,
him,
that's
call
good.
Back.
Okay, that'll be great. All right, while he's doing that, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I apologize for that. Sometimes that happens, you know, it's live radio. Sometimes those connections don't work like that. He's probably yelling into the phone, can you hear me, can you hear me? And John, I apologize, it's not you. Nobody can hear you. If I can't hear you, it's not doing us any good. All right, I said before there was I love happy endings, right? So I'm going to play a happy ending. This is, okay, good deal. Well, we're waiting for him to call back. Is that what it is, Sean?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to play something. Now, this is from Dallas. This is down there where Shanto is. Home Invasions. I love happy endings, but better than a happy ending, in this case, I want you to pay very careful attention to what this good, law-abiding man down in Dallas, who used a firearm to defend his home, has to say. You don't hear this often, and it's, you know, these are true, real-life drama. This is real-life drama. These are human interest stories that the media should be covering. And, okay, we do, oh, gosh, well, he can hear this. Let's welcome him in first. John, how you doing today? Can you hear me now?
Hey, I can hear you just fine, Mark, and thanks for having me on the show. We're now rebranded now as Viridian Weapon Technologies. So,
Viridian Weapon Technologies, good. All right, good. Yeah. Well, you know, I love green lasers, but that's okay because I have two of your products, so we can go there. Hey, John, we had to kind of get sidetracked a little bit. We've got you till the top of the hour, so let me ask you a couple things. First of all, you could hear me before?
I could hear you, yes.
Is it fixin', thin, or fittin' to?
It depends whether you're in prison or not. Are we in prison?
He gets it. I said thin would be more prison. Like, I'm thinned to head to my cell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that'd be correct. That'd be the slang. That'd be the terminology. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, if I was going to go to Waffle House and have some breakfast, it'd be like, hey, I'm fixing to go get some eggs. All y'all coming, right?
Yeah, that's fixing. All day long, that's fixing.
Okay. Now, down in Dallas where Sean is, Sean, you say if you were going to go to the Waffle House to get some eggs, you'd say what?
I'm fitting to.
Okay. And that's acceptable. So I think we're all on the same page, right? Okay,
yeah, I kind of like
that
third one. The third one's kind of cowboy-like. That sounds pretty cool. I like that.
That is kind of cowboyish. It's kind of cowboy hoodish down in Texas. Fitting to.
Yeah, right.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm fitting to learn how to ride that bull. See, that goes well. I like that. Okay. All right, well, let's move over to here because when we lost you there for a second, I was moving into another story. John, I'm a huge fan of happy endings. By happy endings, I mean bad guys losing and good guys winning. I love that. To me, that's a happy ending story. There's a home invasion shootout story from Fox 4 down in Dallas, John. Let's go ahead and give this a listen and pay very careful attention to what this good homeowner has to say. You feel like, John, like giving us some commentary as we walk through this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Take a listen to this news report from Fox News 4 down there.
Of a shootout with attempted robbers.
Surveillance video shows parts of the attempted home invasion in East Oak Cliff early this morning.
Police say the suspects fired first and did not know the man behind the front door was armed, too. Fox 4's Lynn Ann Nguyen explains what happened next.
This was the wrong house. Just wanted to let them know. Matter of fact, this is the wrong street. We're going to go and fire for anybody around this neighborhood.
Saturday morning, Terry Morgan was fast asleep in his East Oak Cliff home on Layacrest Drive when he was startled from bed by a rattling noise at his front door. When he looked at his home security monitor,
at the moment, it was going down.
This is who he saw at the front door.
I immediately jumped up and grabbed my weapon and came here and aimed my weapon towards the door because I thought they were on their way in.
Morgan says he peeked through his front window, making a noise that startled the would-be burglars.
So then they started to shoot, boom. So as they were shooting, they were retreating to a vehicle that was waiting maybe 6 feet from my driveway.
That's when he shot back, engaging in a tense shootout with the group that was trying to break into his home.
And I put it through the bar and I fired. Boom. So then he started to return fire.
Morgan says he saw five people jump into a car and drive away. Security cameras only caught three of them. The first one knocking on the door to see if anyone was home. And these two using a crowbar to try and get in.
I don't want to shoot anybody's kid. What are you doing riding at 4:30 in the morning trying to break somebody's house? You're going to get killed.
Morgan tells Fox 4 he hopes the five he saw trying to break into his home will think twice before doing this again.
Had you to kill me or I killed you, one of our families would have changed. And it would have took a long time for everybody to get back to normal.
And he has this message for anyone who tries to come back.
I was over here, we have nothing. You know, you take it from people who have nothing, and we'll fight for everything, every last inch. Find something better. Educate yourselves. Get something that you can do better than breaking in people's home, because you will be killed.
What a message. John, let me go to you first. What a message, man. What a message.
Yeah, I mean, it's very profound. It's simple, but so profound. The guy is eloquent, but in a very simple way. And he totally gets it.
Wasn't that incredible? Now, that gave me goosebumps when I first heard it. I said, that's going on the air with me today. I might play that, at least a portion of that, near the ending anyway, because this man laid it out. We got nothing here, and we're going to fight for everything we have, the last inch of it. We're going to fight for it. And you come breaking in somebody's house, you're going to get killed. Go educate yourself. Go do something. Profound, what a way to describe it. Shanto, jump in. What do you think of that message? That's right down the road from you, brother.
Oh, yeah. No, he's preaching my sentiment, because I told you, I got a dog and a shotgun and will use.
John, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, absolutely not. This guy did it right. There's no question about it.
Perfect timing for you to come in. I'm glad we got to get your commentary on that. Now, I got to spend some time with you guys. We've got about a minute and a half in this segment, so let's use this time to set up the next segment. John, it worked perfect for us. I've got a couple of your products. I do some work, as you know, with Peter Johnson. In the last 20 seconds that we have remaining, tell us the company name and the products that you have, and then we're going to go to a break and come back and break down everything. Go for it.
Sure. We're Viridian Weapon Technologies, and we are the innovators in instant-on technology, green lasers, tactical light, and now our FACT duty micro and compact camera systems for weapons. We are the revolution in police video and citizen video, and our ability to capture that image as you squeeze the trigger.
I will leave it at there. Perfect. Red lasers are so Obama. We will be right back right after these messages. Don't go away. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the USCCA Armed American Radio Studios.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. In my hands, I have a Viridian X5L green laser light that is off the hook. Now, I this gun is a rail mount. I use it on my Glock 17. I use it on my Smith & Wesson M&P 40. I can use it on one of my 1911s, and it is absolutely incredible. On my Glock 43... I have a Reactor 5. It is a, I think it's a Reactor 5. Let me check with John. John, welcome back to the show from Viridian Weapon Technologies, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, the Instant On holster comes with what I have for the 43.
Yes.
Tell us about that's a very popular gun. You got to be selling a ton of those things. Tell us about the products.
Well, the products are based on instant-on technology, meaning that there's a CPU inside of the unit that reacts to a magnetic field that's in the holster. And as the weapon with our unit mounted on it passes through that holster, it switches it on and off instantaneously, thus reducing lag time. You know, we all know in an armed encounter, you're looking at microseconds is going to save your life. And if you don't have to turn on and off a laser or a light combination or try to figure out which one works best for you in the middle of a gunfight, and it is on when you take it out of the holster, you're good to go and you can rock and roll.
It's one less thing you got to worry about. As I said before, you shouldn't have to worry about quote-unquote running a system, right, when your life is on the line and that microsecond counts. You don't want to be worried about running a system. I don't care how much you train. It's one less step, correct?
Exactly. You don't have to worry about the sight alignment. You just need to worry about trigger control at that point in time.
With the Ruger LCRs and the Glock 43s flying off the shelves, I can guarantee you guys are selling a ton of these things, aren't you?
We are, and there was huge, huge interest at SHOT in that particular product. And we had a lot of Glock 43s, a lot of LCRs out in our green gun display, and with reactors mounted to them, everybody was checking those out and had a lot of orders at the show and after the show.
Now, are these green lasers or red?
We offer them both, but we obviously we are really touting our green systems because everybody sees green better. It's a it's an easier color to see in our field of view and our spectrum as human beings. It's going to get you on target that much quicker. You're not hunting for that color. It is extremely visible out to where your target location is.
Yeah, mine is green. It's not red. So maybe I gave the wrong name or model number. I apologize if I do because the 40, the one for the 43 I have is green, right? Yeah, I've got a green one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's green.
And the holster that comes with it is great. I mean, talk about being able to use that thing anytime, any place. If you can carry outside the waistband like I do on a regular basis, the thing works great. All right, now, for my Smith & Wesson M&P 40, I'll be honest with you, I have one in my gut. I've got the Glock 17, the 43, and the Smith & Wesson sitting right here in the safest studio in all of America right now. I took off the laser, and I'm holding it in my hand right now, and this is one quality piece. It's an X5L, and I've got two different buttons, one on the port side, one on the starboard side, and they both do different things. Tell us about this X5, because I know this has got to be a popular unit.
Oh, the X5 is an incredibly popular unit, and honestly, it's great for everything from law enforcement to personal use. X5L weighs 3.3 ounces. It's good. The range is out to 100 yards in daylight, 2 miles at night. It's a 5-milliwatt laser. It's got a Cree tac light attached to it with 178 lumens constant and a 224 lumen strobe light attached to it. The battery life goes for 6-plus hours. On constant laser, 10-plus hours on a pulsing laser, and 60 minutes with a laser and light. So you're really going to get your money's worth out of those batteries by using it. And the construction, too, is very rugged. It's 6061 aircraft-grade aluminum.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you can feel it when you put it in your hands. Let me put it this way. It's hard. Theater of the mind and radio, John. It feels like the quality of that iPhone in your hand. You can feel it. It feels like the quality of that North American Arms Sidewinder in your hand. You can feel the weight and the quality of it. 3.3 ounces. It feels like a silver bar. It feels like a silver bar, doesn't it?
It's very solid. You know, as soon as you click that on any weapon system that you have, it just becomes a part of that system, and that's really what I like about it.
Let's talk about the various functions of it, because you've got pulsing, you've got steady, you've got the light. Tell us about it. What are the functions this thing gives out? I know because I have one, but I want you to tell the listeners.
Sure. What you would do is you push both buttons on both sides of the unit at the same time to change the function on it. So you could start out with just a steady laser beam or a pulsing laser beam for a second function. Or you could do a steady laser beam with the tac light or a pulsing laser beam with the tac light. Or you could just do a tac light function. You could do a strobe function, and you can do the strobe function with either pulsing or steady laser. So it's you know, basically, however you set it up going into the holster is how it's going to react when you pull out of the holster. When you draw it out, you set it up for a steady laser beam with a tac light, that's what you're going to get.
I've got mine set, just so you know, I've got mine set on a steady beam with a pulsing light. Because this is the gun that I'll have by my nightstand at night. That and my shotgun, my 870, okay? And that setup, that configuration for me, it is, I mean, brutal. I can't imagine being on the other end of this thing.
Yeah, it'd be the strobe light effect on those lights is incredible, to say the least.
And what's the lumens on it?
The lumens are going to be 178 lumens constant and 224 lumens under a strobe light.
Okay, and as John was just telling you, I'm actually playing with this right now, and I'm looking at this dead set on a wall. When you hit both buttons, port and starboard side, left and right side, each of the functions changes. And I got to tell you, if I'm not using the pulsing light, I'm using the pulsing laser. Really, really cool stuff, and the green. And I'll tell you what is nice about this. I can see this outside on a tree, outside the studios, about 75 yards from me right now, as clear as day. With one of the red ones, and I won't name the manufacturers, don't need to do that. It's not that visible, John. This thing's unbelievable. What's the difference between the spectrum that makes it so visible for us?
Our lasers are better. just to put it simply, I mean, just as far as a matter of biomechanics, the human eye picks up green easier than it does red, and that's the simplest way to put it. Viridian was the innovator in the technology in order to make green lasers affordable, steady and rugged from its inception as a company was our goal, and that's why we were originally called Viridian Green Laser. We were the innovators, and we were able to make it portable. We were able to make it affordable, yet still very tough, very sturdy to put up through anybody's use.
Now, the difference between, for example, the reactor, this one has to be installed on the gun. Because you've got a smaller muzzle, you don't have a rail on it, so it clips on both sides of the trigger guard and installs very simply, right?
That's correct. And then what's also important to remember, too, Mark, is that you can also purchase a C5L, which is a compact version, which fits right. many compact weapons that also use a railing system. For instance, a lot of my friends are big Glock 19 believers, very concealable, but a lot of firepower in a small package. C5s are perfect for a Glock 19.
These are dynamite products, John, and I appreciate you coming on the program. Enjoyed seeing you the other day, too, down at SHOT, and looking forward to bringing you back onto the Monster program in the next couple weeks. We'll go ahead and get that scheduled because I want people to hear about these things. All right, we're getting ready to knock off for this hour. Where can people find you on the web right now? We've got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You can find us at www.viridianweapontech.com. Viridian is V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N, weapontech.com. Our 800 number is 1-800-990-9390. Our Twitter handle is hashtag never go naked and no naked guns, hashtag no naked guns.
Love this. And I'll tell you what, I'm fixing to reinstall this back on my MP40 as soon as we get off the air here. Love the product. Thanks for what you guys do. It was great seeing you at SHOT. Looking forward to talking to you in the near future. John Sheehan, Viridian Weapon Tech. Viridian Weapon Tech. Green lasers, man. These things are the bomb. I've got two of them. You need to check them out. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow because we can. We control the narrative now. We own it. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.